tall in front of this podium, like I need more stuff to hide behind. I don't know. turn with me to Romans chapter 6, a couple of verses here. Start in verse 20. Let me look at my notes again, because that's not right. Yeah, start in verse 20. For when you were, we'll just go straight down to verse 23 for the sake of time. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Common theme throughout Scripture, we learn this originally clear back in Genesis chapter 2, way back in the garden, verse 16. God's talking about the tree of life. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat from it, you will surely die. Chapter 3, next chapter, Eve, having received instruction from Adam, met with the serpent, and she repeats this instruction to him. Hey, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. Now here we go. Here's the first lie recorded in Scripture. The serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat it, from your eyes will be, or your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And of course, the woman is deceived, and they eat, and then she takes and gives it to Adam, and he eats. And a little bit later on, God, as was his habit, strolling through the garden, looking around, and he can't find Adam and Eve. And he's like, hey, where are you guys at? And Adam, I heard you walking, and I was scared because I didn't have any clothes on, and so I hid, right? And God, you know, knowing what has happened already, who told you this? And of course, you know, comes out that they ate from the tree and they're kicked out of the garden, right? So death that happens here is what God defines death as, right? Death is separation from God. Now, physical death, I think, is an illustration that entered the world. God allowed to enter the world so that we humans could understand what a permanent separation is, right? Somebody leaves on vacation, moves away, you know, there's the chance that you're going to see them again. But when they die, that's it in this world. There is no more reconnection. So death entered the world. We were separated from God. So what is the solution to that separation? Well, the solution, of course, is sacrifice. There needs to be a death as a result of sin. So when we look at Scripture in the Old Testament here, I won't go too into depth, but we've got a few sacrifices that occur because of sin. From Leviticus, and I'm not going to read all of it, but we had a sin offering that was for sins that were kind of done out of ignorance or because you were ritually impure, you know. So there were sacrifices for that. There were guilt offerings for when a person did something such as unintentionally defrauding someone or misusing objects. So you had to have a sacrifice in order to reconcile. There were burnt offerings, which was a general dedication and atonement for sin. And then you had the big one. Once a year, the high priest performed a sacrifice on the Day of Atonement, and he took that blood into the Holy of Holies to cleanse the tabernacle or the temple. Now, we know from Hebrews, now we're going to go to Hebrews 10. We know in Hebrews 10 what that resulted in, right? That death, those deaths from all those animals, thousands and thousands of animals over hundreds of years. Start in verse, we'll just start right in verse 1. For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very form of things, can never, by these same sacrifices which they offer continually, year by year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they have not ceased to be offered, because the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a reminder of the sins year by year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. That sacrifices, those deaths, didn't accomplish for mankind the purpose that they thought they did. Now, God had that plan all along because he knew that there was a sacrifice coming, right? He knew that that sacrifice was coming. Now we'll skip down to verse 11 here in Hebrews chapter 10. Every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But he, that is Jesus, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies may be made a footstool for his feet. For by one offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts, and then in their mind I will write them. And he says, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering for sin. That sacrifice happened for our benefit. It removed sin from our lives, as far away as the east is from the west. Now, you can go north, and eventually you hit the pole, and pretty soon you're going south again, right? So north and south, kind of arbitrary direction. But east, you can go east as long as you want, and you can still go farther east, right? So as far away as the east is from the west, God separated, or sin separated us from God. That sacrifice that he made bridged that gap. And in keeping in the theme of camp, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. John 15, 13, no greater love has anyone than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Philippians 2, consider others as more important than yourself. And then further down in that chapter, Christ had that attitude to the point that he emptied himself, became a man, lived as a man, lived a perfect life, fulfilled the law, sacrificed himself so that we could have newness of life with him. So in the idea of imitating Christ, sin is still in the world, and it's going to take sacrifice from us. It's going to take our money. It's going to take our time and our efforts, possibly even our very lives, to help others come to the knowledge of Christ's sacrifice. So as we partake this morning, keep in mind all that has gone on before and think about how you can lay your life down for others. Thank you.